Okay, yes, dutasteride, minoxidil do help a lot, but not many people have the time, money, or patience to keep up with their hair like that. One thing I would suggest if you are looking to get into a hair growth journey is creating your own oil using essential oils and carrier oils. Here is a good mixture that I personally use on my hair for thickness and growth. First, you want to start with a carrier oil. Those are typically jojoba, castor, coconut oil, or argan oil. I think the typical ones are jojoba and castor oil, but I do recommend argan oil. I think it actually does reduce hair loss and thickens up your hair a lot. I typically will mix two carrier oils, castor oil and argan oil. Castor oil will help with your hair loss and the thickness of your hair. Argan oil will help with the damage to your hair and just add a little bit of shine. I would do 2 tablespoons of castor oil and 1 tablespoon of argan oil. And then you have your essential oils, rosemary, tea tree, lavender oil. You can also use pumpkin seed oil, I heard works really well. Cedar tree oil as well. Rosemary especially, 8 to 10 drops of that in with the mixture of the carrier oils. Rosemary oil is proven to increase hair growth. It is similar to minoxidil. There are clinical studies that show that it stimulates hair growth. Next, I will use 5 to 6 drops of peppermint oil. This increases blood flow in your scalp and stimulates your follicles. And then about 4 drops of tea tree oil. This is really good for clearing scalp buildup, especially if you have dandruff. I would definitely recommend adding tea tree oil to it. Then you add 4 drops of lavender oil. This will decrease hair thinning and calm your scalp. Oh, and it also promotes faster growth. And one I hear people use a lot is cedarwood oil. Apparently it's good for hair density, so if you want really dense hair, that's another good one to add. So mix all of that up in a dark glass dropper bottle. Shake it all up. Get it all mixed up every time you use it. That is important. Make sure you shake it up because the essential oils and the castor and what's the other oil I use? Argan oil will split the longer they sit. So shaking it up is really important. And make sure you keep it in a cool, dry place away from any direct sunlight. That is why it is pretty important to keep it in a dark glass bottle. I don't know why. They just say that that is just the way to do it. Make sure you're doing this at least 2 to 3 times per week, massaging it in for 5 to 10 minutes, getting it all deep in there to stimulate your blood flow to your scalp, and you'll end up with some pretty thick hair. Hope that helps.